Good morning, good evening, and good night, everybody. Thanks for coming back to the Latte Cafe. I am your host, Dreamy Eyes. Well, this post is a bit of a departure from the norm. I am going to do a recap of a recent episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't normally recommend that people watch that show because it has become too vulgar and low and just misbehaving for me. You know, and most people who have better things to do. However, there's one episode that was on the milder side, which is Phaedra Parks's baby shower. A lot of people are talking about that. And why are we talking about Phaedra Parks? Well, she's an African-American woman who is married to a biracial man. And you may recall that in the past, I've expressed the opinion that couples like hers, whether it's Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, or Halle Berry and her ex-boyfriend, you can consider them interracial couples because, you know, one member happens to be biracial. You can read that post. It's somewhere on the blog. In any case, back to Phaedra Shower. You know, a lot of people have expressed the opinion that it was just too much, and I don't agree at all. You gotta take these things, put some context around these things, you know? Think about Phaedra's name. I mean, if you're a fan of ancient Greek literature and Greek myth, like I am from time to time, you might know that Phaedra, it was the daughter of Minos and the wife of Theseus. And she got caught up in some sort of torrid storylines, as these ancient Greeks usually do. And so, I mean, you know, if you're going to be, you know, a modern-day Phaedra married to a guy named Apollo, you need to go all out, okay? She did say that her shower has got to be elegant enough. I was looking for tasteful opulence. I was looking for things that would really impress me. What I saw, though, was a bit of a disappointment. But contrary to what other people thought, I didn't think it went far enough. She only had one eunuch working the whole room. That was Dwight. One eunuch. How can you call yourself, okay, a modern day every woman and, you know, comparable to an ancient, you know, Greek, you know, noble woman or goddess or whatever, and only have one eunuch working the whole room on a major, major event like the forthcoming, you know, holy child of yours? I don't get it. Okay, so he walked her in. Listen, a real queen in the family way would have been carried in on a flat bed, covered in red and purple silk and velvet cushions and all kinds of things. There would have been virgins tossing flower petals, twirling and beating tambourines before being hauled away by the eunuchs to their ritual sacrifice. I did not see any of this, okay? I didn't see any of this. I did notice that Phaedra's wardrobe and makeup, I feel, probably took a little bit of a turn for the worse. Yeah, a turn for the worse. Yeah, her hair is not gonna go down as throwing any shade on Cleopatra's wig. Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you're gonna put flowers in your hair, at least make sure they have bloomed. I mean, she got several young rosebuds and just stuck them in here helter skelter. No, that's not really how you throw shade on Cleopatra, my dear. And as for the bedazzled mascara, well, I didn't really like that. I didn't really enjoy that so much. I mean, you know, it just seemed a little bit off to me. I mean, you want queen, not drag queen. Okay, that's what you need to go for. The periwinkle gown, I did like the color. She paired that with a couple of very inexpensive looking slippers, probably from Walmart, but hey, she's pregnant. Maybe her ankles were sore or whatever. I'll give her a break on that. And, as for the rest, I really had no problem with it, you know, so to speak. I mean, really, what's the big deal? Now the other thing is that, you know, in some ways, though, I will say that this shower really did seem like a garish display of money and betrayal of good tastes. You know, like when the ballerinas came in, how many were there? Maybe two or four? Look, whenever, you know, folks like Cleopatra, Venus and them, and, you know, I mean, they have whole tribes running through, you know, doing acrobatics, drummers, and flamethrowers. They have all kinds of things like that, but Phaedra didn't have any of those things, you know? I mean, yes, she kind of went beyond the borders of a baby shower by saying that she wanted it to be a celebration of motherhood and the achievements of women and things like that. Look, no. Don't share the spotlight with anyone else. When you, as the queen, are in the family way and are about to bring forth the holy child, it's all about you all the time. Right? You know, one thing that she did, which I was kind of impressed with, is that she forced everybody to wear hats. Kim didn't wear a hat because Kim has no respect for anything. But everybody else wore hats and they looked pretty. Lisa was there. Lisa, you know, who decided not to come back for this season because she did not want to act a fool. She wore a hat and she looked very pretty. A lot of the other women looked very pretty too. But, you know, even then, even forcing people, you know, into a dress code, I don't think was enough. You know, I mean, you should have forced them to, you know, spend minimum, you know, $200 on your child. I mean, listen, we got to bring forth the tributes and the victuals here, okay, for the queen. At the very least, you know, spend $200. If not, leave your firstborn son at the door. He will be raised in your service until raised in Phaedra's service until the age of 21, at which time the mothers can get him back. Okay, something like that. You know, something like that. Something really, really just befitting of a queen. Let's just hope that Phaedra learns from this experience and that next time she really does throw some shade on Cleopatra and Num and just makes them, you know, go back to finishing school. Yeah.